Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Have you ever looked around at your competition and seen prices that made you think, how the heck do they even make money selling at that price? There's no way I can match that. Or you've seen another shop that has super low pricing and you've had a slow day of sales and thought, well, maybe if I lower my prices, I'll make more sales. Well, first I want to say that by putting yourself into a pricing competition, you are doing yourself and your craft a horrible disservice because you are devaluing your art. So today we're going to talk about how you can stop worrying about your pricing and start competing on value. Because competing on price is really a hopeless race to the bottom, and it's a great way to put yourself out of business. And that's not what we're here for. We're here to create a thriving, long-term business. So first, I want you to promise me that from this moment forward, you will quit competing on price. So say it with me. Katherine, I promise that I will no longer compete on price. All right, good. So, after being in business for over 5 years, I finally stopped worrying about my competitors having lower prices because I started noticing a pattern that these sellers that had the ridiculously low prices, one of two things seemed to always happen. One, they wouldn't be able to maintain the cost of running a business, and they would eventually just disappear and go out of business. Or two, they would realize, oh, well, there's a lot more expense that goes into running a business, and so I'm going to need to raise my prices if I want to stay in business, and they would eventually raise their prices to market standards. So either way, there was no need to worry about them because they would eventually weed themselves out. So you are in it for the long haul. So you're going to stop competing on price. You're going to start competing on value. And I'm going to share with you three ways that you can offer more value. And the first way to do that is to solve the customer's problems before they even have them. So you're going to put your thinking cap on and you're going to try to figure out how you can make the best possible experience for the customer by showing that you've thought ahead for them. And a great way to research customer problems is to look at your competitors' reviews. So you can even go on Amazon, you can go on Facebook, look at the reviews that have been left on your competitors' page or yours, and specifically look for things that say something along the lines of, I wish it came with, or anything that references not understanding how to use the product properly. So for instance, if you sold wooden signs and you noticed a pattern of customers saying, I wish it came with hanging brackets, well, maybe you could increase your price by a few dollars and start including brackets. Suddenly, your customers are going to be impressed because they feel like you've taken care of everything for them. And that gives them this experience that's much more enjoyable than the bargain experience where they were still having to find extra. Another great way to problem solve for your customers is to consider starting a YouTube channel or a blog with tutorials on how to use your product. You can include a link to the tutorials with the orders, maybe on the invoice or with a small business card. Just be sure to pay attention to the platform rules so that you're not in violation. We don't want you to get your shop shut down because you're trying to be helpful to your customers. Amazon doesn't allow it, but you could do this on your personal website. The next thing that you can do to provide value for your customers is to provide top-notch customer service. Okay, so you would be surprised how far just taking care of your customers and communicating with them goes when it comes to providing value. There have been a few times, thankfully, 99% of my customers are happy with their product. But as business owners, we know that things do happen. Thankfully, the majority of the time, even if something happens, I can still turn the situation into a 5-star review and then say, XYZ happened, she took care of it, and it was still a wonderful experience. So you really have to focus on making sure that you're polite, kind to your customers, you're accurately communicating ship times, you're responding to emails quickly, you're resolving any problems quickly so that your customers don't feel like they gave you their money and you ran away. Unfortunately, this is an experience that customers have had at one point or another, and they always have just like a little bit of a guard up that, oh my gosh, am I going to get scammed? So you have to be mindful of that and be very courteous with them and reassuring that they are still going to be taken care of no matter what. Unfortunately, I do see things on the Etsy forums and the Amazon forums where people are like, well, it's in the policies, there's nothing I can do, or it's not my problem, it's out of my hands. Well, there are typically things that you can do, and in most cases, there's something that you can do to make the customer whole. And if you don't make the customer whole, think about how that's going to hurt your brand's reputation and how many people they're going to tell don't shop with your store. So oftentimes it's better to just go above and beyond for the customer so that you don't have negative things being said about your customer service. And that is definitely probably the most important aspect of providing value. So the third way that we're going to talk about is making a quality product. I think it should go without saying, but providing a quality product that makes it worthy of the price. So the higher price should come with a higher quality material. You are going to have a higher expectation from your customer if they're paying the higher price. So you can provide great customer service, you can solve their problems, but if you use crummy materials, your customers are not going to be impressed. They're not going to overlook it. I do have a good resource for you if you are needing suppliers, and it's completely free. Just go to bit.ly/my supply list and download the guide. It's from my friend Renee Christine, so don't be alarmed when you see her face and not mine. You're in the right spot. The address again is bit.ly/my supply list. So I hope that in our discussion today that it'll kind of get your brain working and thinking about how you can provide value to your product so that it instantly looks like the better deal rather than using pricing to make it look like the better deal. Because in the long run, if you're lowering your price, then you're making less money and you're working for less. As business owners, as being our own bosses, we should be giving ourselves raises. We shouldn't be taking away from our hourly rate. So keep that in mind. You're valuable. You're worth more. Don't devalue your work. By adding value to the customer's order and to their experience with your shop, you're immediately going to become the better option. So it's time to stop worrying about who has the lowest price and start focusing on providing the best value for your customers. I thank you so much for listening to me today. And if you would like to connect with me outside of the podcast, please follow me on Instagram @HandmadeEntrepreneurLife. And I look forward to chatting with you next time. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, it's no secret that starting a business can be super overwhelming. I appreciate that you trust me enough to listen to my advice, and I want to help you on your path to success. If you would like to receive more tips and strategies from me straight to your inbox, I would love for you to become a business bestie at bit.ly/sassybesties, and it's completely free to join. Please don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I will talk to you next time. Bye!